100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey in the morning, one great song after another. Good morning, Big Shot. There's Billy Joel. It's 8:46.
And that's pretty much what the movie Entourage is about, a big shot in Hollywood. You know Constance Zimmer from The Newsroom, House of Cards, and of course Entourage, which of course has been turned into a big movie.
The movie takes place like 6 months after the TV show ended. I'm still the head of the studio, but of course Ari is right on my tail. And, you know, I think that with the movie, you don't have to have watched the TV show because it stands alone. The characters stand alone, and you get it. You dive into that world right away, and it's, I think everybody is going to be so excited to not only see these characters that they kind of grew up with for the, you know, the past 10 years from when the show started, but now you're going to get to kind of see them on the big screen, and it's so exciting. I saw it on Monday night, and it was so much fun.
And what was it like to get all these guys on a movie set?
Well, it's, you know, everybody was so excited that we were doing a movie that everybody, you know, cleared their schedules and made sure that they were ready and available, because it was, I mean, that's kind of like a dream come true. You do a TV series and a TV series is successful, that's one like lightning in a bottle. But then for them to have made it into a movie, you know, there's no words to really describe how excited everyone was to do it. So everybody was there. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. Everybody was like, when can I come? I'm available. And, you know, the cameos alone in the movie kind of show you how excited people were to kind of be a part of the entourage.
And what's been the appeal of the show, do you think? The behind the scenes of Hollywood that people like to take a peek at?
Yeah, I think that. And I think the camaraderie of the boys, I think, was something that had not been on television before. And, you know, now I'm on a new show, Unreal, which is behind the scenes of the making of reality television. And so I think people, having talked to people a lot about these kinds of shows, they really love it. Like, they just love feeling like they're watching something that is secret, that isn't, you know, known to the world, and that it's just them watching it, I guess.
Right, and we're going to get a peek, because Unreal, behind the scenes at a fictitious dating competition program. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm so surprised that nobody had done it before. But ours is scripted, and ours is not a spoof. Ours is very dark, and we're kind of pulling back the curtain and showing you maybe a little bit more than you actually want to know about what goes on behind the scenes of reality television and the damage that it's doing, not only to the people in front of the camera, but to the people behind the camera as well. And I wanted to be a part of it because we want to blow the roof off Lifetime. You know, everybody needs to rebrand to stay current and to stay on top of their game. There's so much out there. And, I mean, look, we took our clothes off for these billboards. You know, we've been naked on these billboards in L.A. and in New York. I think there's some of them in the subways. But, you know, we were trying to prove a point, like, We're not holding back. This is a show that I think everybody should be watching, and everybody's been talking about it, so I feel so grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, Mike and I tried the naked billboard thing.
Led to all kinds of local legislation on bans and things like that.
Yeah, well, we were always laughing because we were like, we will literally take our clothes off to make you watch this show.
Hey, Craig Bierko, is that the Sing and Dance in Broadway, Craig Bierko?
That is. And he is so good and so sleazy on the show. It's, again, unlike I think anybody has seen him. He's never played a character this dark before.
Well, there you go. That's the show Unreal.
Unreal.
On Lifetime.
Looking forward to that.
Constance Zimmer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's in the naked billboards to catch attention, and it's supposed to be a very good show. It's got very good critical reviews. And, of course, she's in Entourage. Came in number 4 this weekend at the box office.